Hello there. My name is Shirley Fisher, and I'm an illustrator, creative business owner, and mom of two. I've been slowly growing from a part-time creator to a full-time working artist since 2016. So I know the joy and struggle of working for yourself and how mindset can impact your growth. It's here where we dig deep through vulnerable chats about running a creative business and uprooting our limiting beliefs. My hope is that you walk away from these conversations feeling empowered with a greater sense of clarity and community. So find a cozy spot, open up your heart, and prepare to be encouraged. Welcome to the Tillage Podcast.
Are you feeling inspired and eager to make content of you working on your artwork from an overhead viewpoint? You know the one you see. Your hands are gracefully making brushstrokes, or you're fulfilling an order with your beautiful packaging. But how can you achieve that? Allow me to introduce you to Canvas. Canvas is an overhead lamp and a smartphone holder with versatile positioning, and it is absolutely beautiful. Anytime I need to video something or take a picture hands-free, Canvas comes to the rescue with perfect lighting. What I also love about Canvas is that it was founded by a husband and wife team in January of 2020. Their story is incredibly inspirational, which is why I'm so proud to be a partner to share the love I have for the Canvas lamp. Use the code TILLAGE10 to get 10% off your Canvas lamp today. You can find that link in the description below or in today's show notes on the tillagepodcast.com. Welcome back to the Tillage Podcast. I'm so happy you pressed play on this episode and that you're going to join me today to really do some inner work. This is going to be an episode that we focus in on some reflection and ask some hard questions about our journeys, where we're headed, what we desire, and what is enough for us. And these are questions, you know, I've been asking myself for quite some time, but it's been really on my mind in the last 6 months as I have pivoted a lot in my business from solely focusing on creating greeting cards to doing more coaching calls, building the Tillage Village community that I run, and making this podcast. And it's really been making me think, where am I heading? What do I desire for myself? And also focusing in on achievement and achievement culture. And I had an episode called The Plague of the Three Ps. It got a lot of attention, and it was talking about productivity, perfectionism, and performance. Three things I really struggle with. And I have been fascinated by the topic of achievement culture and have heard podcast episodes talk about it. And it's something that I'm really aware of in my own life and something that I'm trying to be mindful of when it comes to my business. So this entire episode is going to be an episode where I'm going to walk you through some reflection questions and just have you stop and think about, where are you going? Why are you going there? And what are driving your goals? So let's talk about goal setting for a minute. We all have goals. We all have expectations of where we want to go, whether that's a financial number you're trying to hit every year, or, you know, different metrics for your business. Maybe it's simply a skill set you are trying to achieve, but we all have goals. And one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot is, are my goals actually still my goals? Am I holding on to something that maybe I really don't actually want if I stopped and thought about it long enough? I have two examples of this, and I've been working on my creative business since 2016, and back in the day, I used to create pottery, and I spent, I would say, about 12 hours a week in the pottery studio that I was working in, and from the minute I stepped foot in that studio, I just knew in my heart, like, all I wanted to do was create pottery and create a pottery business. I was still doing greeting cards, but I loved creating pottery and I slowly started to purchase all of the things I would need to have my own studio someday. So I had the wheel and the slab roller. I had all the tools. I had a little mini kiln, and I just was building this thing, this dream, this idea that I would have my own ceramic studio someday, and this would be my full-time thing. And I was learning about molds and how I could scale my business with slip casting, which is where you have a mold and you pour like a liquid clay in it. It forms your object, and it's just a lot easier than throwing each piece on a pottery wheel. So I was going in that direction, and there was a moment where I started to realize that this might not be as scalable as I thought it would be, and the joy that I was experiencing from pottery just wasn't there anymore, because I had become a production machine. I would get orders for 80 mugs, and I would just be slaving over throwing these on the wheel, and I knew, like, wow, this is a lot of work for potentially not that much payout, and I'm not enjoying this anymore. And I slowly started to have to reevaluate my dream and my goal. And not to say that I gave this up just because it was hard, but it also just wasn't fulfilling me anymore. And so when my family moved from one house to the other, I made the decision to sell all of the equipment that I had saved money to buy. And there was a grieving process of letting go of something that I thought was what I really wanted. And we're going to talk about that a little bit, because I think sometimes we hold tightly to these dreams or desires that we have, and we forget that we can let go of them if they're not serving us anymore and they're not actually bringing us joy. And it's okay to pivot, and it's okay to say, I can let go of this. I've had coaching calls with clients that they start to reevaluate what their true desires are, and that they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves to hold on to something that isn't working and that they don't actually love anymore. And that's freeing when you can be strong enough to say, yes, this was a thing that I really wanted, but maybe it's okay if I let it go. The other example I have, and I believe I've shared this on the podcast before, is I thought at one point I wanted to have a joint space with a retail shop and a space for all my inventory for my greeting card business, Quiet Lines Design. And an opportunity came about last summer where the space that I always thought that I'd want if there was ever an opportunity to have a retail shop opened up. And I'm not kidding when I tell you that this space is something that I thought about when I was a high schooler, of thinking how cool it would be to have a storefront someday with something in it. At the time, I was really obsessed with thrifting, and I thought it would be fun to have like my own thrifted vintage shop. But that's where my mind was at, was this location and how special it was to me. So when that location came up last summer, and I was the first person to call the shop owner to talk about me taking on the rent, it was like this opportunity that I had thought I had wanted was right before me. And I had to evaluate, do I really want to run a retail shop? Or is this based on what I think that I want, or where we're going to go is the direction of achievement culture, which is, do I think that this is going to make me look like a real business if I have like an actual storefront with Quiet Lines Design on a sign and I can have customers come in? Like, is this based on achievement, or is this based on true desire? And that's what I really want you to stop and think about right now, is the goal that you're chasing. What is driving that? And is it something you still want, or do you find yourself feeling the pressure to continue to chase after it because of all the money you spent to invest in it? Or is it based on, you know, this idea, like I mentioned, of achievement? Like if you achieve this thing, then you're going to be represented as whatever it is that you want to be. And I think that this is an important area to discuss, is just realizing that sometimes when we really sit back and look at what we are trying to get, it is based on this desire to be enough and also to matter. It can also strongly be attached to our identity. And I will tell you that when I let go of pottery, I was also letting go of this identity that I clung to and loved how it represented me. And it made me feel like I mattered and that I was special. And it was this identity of a ceramic artist or this potter. And I had to let go of that to move into the new things that my heart was drawing me to. And so we're going to talk about achievement culture and mattering. We'll be back after this short break. If you love the Tillage Podcast and you haven't taken the time to write a review, I would so appreciate it. When you write a review, it really helps this podcast reach higher in the charts so that more creatives can listen to this content. Here's a review that came in by Ashley, and she says, "Wherever you are on your creative journey, Shirley and her podcast, The Tillage, is an inspiration. She's creating a community and providing inspiration and guidance on topics that think about the entire creative person while showing her own honesty and vulnerability in the process. I'm so glad I came across your podcast. Thank you." Thank you so much, Ashley, for this review and listening to the podcast. I hope I can continue to bring this community valuable content that is inspiring and encouraging. Now, back to the show. And I want to talk to you about this author that I came across. Her name is Jennifer Wallace, and she wrote a book called Never Enough: When Achievement Culture Becomes Toxic and What We Can Do About It. And she writes in her book, two quotes I'm going to read, and the first is, "Mattering expresses the deep need we all have to feel seen, cared for, and understood by those around us," notes social psychologist Gregory Elliott of Brown University. Elliott describes the feeling of mattering this way. Do people take an interest in you and what you have to say? Do you have people who can share your triumphs and support you after setbacks? Do people depend on you and rely on you for guidance and help? As long as we live, this instinctual need to matter never changes. She also says, self-worth isn't developed in a vacuum. It functions as a social barometer, a way of tracking how we're doing in the eyes of others, and becomes the story we tell ourselves about how much we are valued by those around us. And so our deep desire to matter is connected to this social barometer she talks about, this feeling that we're enough. We are longing for something, each and every one of us, and this often is driven by our emotions and our actions and also our disappointment when it isn't achieved. So ultimately, we are driven by this desire to matter and to be enough. And when we can recognize that, I think it's a really good tool to reflect on where you're going and why you're going there, and really being truthful to yourself of why is it that you're trying to achieve that. Because truthfully, the desire to matter and be enough is never going to go away. The problem that happens that Jennifer talks about is when your mattering and enough is attached to achievement. So when we only feel like we're enough, or we only feel like we matter if we've achieved such and such thing. And so I know that this episode might be a little bit of a gut punch, because when I heard these quotes and heard Jennifer Wallace speak on another podcast, I recognized in myself that the reason why I hold on to some of the goals that I have for myself that aren't serving me anymore, that aren't serving my business, are highly attached to achievement, which will then therefore make me matter more or feel enough. And so all I'm asking you to do is just reflect on where you're going and what your goals are, and give yourself permission to let go of something if you really sit back and recognize that it's only based on this idea of achievement and it's not actually attached to the impact that you want to make in the world. Because it's okay to want to matter, but we want to make impact that is truly connected to our why and what we want, not just based on what we think we should be doing or chasing achievement. I hope that makes sense. That's where we're going here. So here's the question I want you to ask yourself. What longings do you have, and what impact do you want to make in the world? How is your business doing that right now? And if you're needing to pivot, that's okay. I recognized in my life when I was running Quiet Lines Design solely and doing nothing else that I was not being really satisfied by the impact I was making by making greeting cards only and just doing my art. I knew that I had more to offer, or that I wanted to offer, and I felt this deep desire to start teaching again. Not necessarily in the school classroom like I did, but I knew that I wanted to use that skill set again. And so that's what I'm talking about, is just evaluating, is there something else that you want to be doing, that you want to make an impact in a new way? And you might have to let go of something or pivot or change and just find room to start reflecting on this. And another question I'd love for you to think about is, all the energy you're putting into what you are building, where are you hoping it will take you? What is the end picture? What is the end vision? What does that look like for you? When will you know you have arrived is the main question. Because if we don't know the answer to that, we could be making a lot of choices in our business that aren't going to take us there. I'm still working on that myself. I'm still developing, what is that picture that I see of myself in 15 years from now? What does my business look like? Who am I serving? What is the thing that I am doing that is creating impact and ultimately going to bring me joy and life? And that's the incredible part about doing all of this. I hope that this episode isn't derailing you and making you feel like, what am I doing? I think what's so amazing about being a creative entrepreneur is that we do have the ability to pivot and change and to try new things. It's incredibly exciting to pivot. And also, let's just talk about the fact that it's incredibly terrifying. Letting go is not something that is easy. Letting go of this dream of having a pottery studio and literally selling equipment that I had purchased over years, like I said, it was a grieving process and it was really hard to let go of that. But I would not be where I am today in my business and be serving you on this podcast and be running a membership that I love with all my heart, the Tillage Village, if I had not let go of that. But letting go requires deep sensitivity to those questions I've asked you to reflect on. Where am I going? What is the end vision that I see for myself? What impact do I want to make in this world? Am I just doing this thing because I am so attached to the identity that it gives me, to the achievement that I am chasing, that ultimately makes me want to feel like I matter or that I'm enough? And when you can get clear on those questions, amazing things can start to happen, because it opens the door for the possibility of letting go of something and stepping into something that's new. And hear me loud and clear, I am not saying for you to quit your creative dreams. No. I'm still doing my creative practice. I'm still doing creative things. The main thing we're talking about here is pivoting from goals or things that we have been doing for a long time that ultimately, if you were to quiet yourself, aren't really serving you or that you're not really loving, that if you let go of that, could open the door to something new. So we'll close with this question then. What changes do you need to make on your goals or business today that is going to point you in the right direction, that's going to fulfill you more, and that's going to make the impact that you want to make? And do you have the support you need to pivot? One of the things that I have found is that sometimes all it takes is having a conversation with a friend or your partner or spouse to be given permission to let go and to have the support to make the really scary decision to make the change. And maybe it's a small change. Maybe it's closing your Etsy shop. I have done that. Maybe it is deciding to let go of some freelance work so you have more time to work on your own creative practice. Maybe it's letting go of one medium and then focusing in on another because it gives you more joy. There are so many small examples of pivots. It doesn't have to be an extreme thing of letting go of something, but I find it will be helpful if you have support to start making some of those changes. I really hope that this episode has caused you to think and reflect, to evaluate, to think about where you're going, and to find the confidence to make some pivots and have the permission to let go if you need to. I absolutely love thinking about this kind of stuff. This is where my mind is most of the time. So I hope that you enjoyed it. And I am so excited to bring you a new episode next week. Here are the key takeaways for today's episode. It is important to reevaluate our goals and ask ourselves if those goals are still aligned with our true desires, if they are bringing joy and fulfillment, or if they are tied to achievement and identity. It is important to let go of goals or dreams that no longer serve a purpose or bring fulfillment, even if they were once deeply desired. New opportunities come when we pivot and make changes. We all have the desire to matter and be enough. However, we must be careful to not tie this desire solely to our achievements. And lastly, when deciding to pivot or let go of something, it is important to have support and feel permission to make changes, even if they are scary or challenging. Thanks again for listening to the Tillage Podcast. It brings me so much joy knowing that you spent your very precious time with me here today. If you want more, head on over to thetillagepodcast.com for today's show notes. And I'll be back next week with another episode.